Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Thursday, November 2nd, 2006. After a long break, I return in some ways as if I hadn't been away at all, just plunging right back in. Today, I would like to talk about the issue of intentionality in art, and this is has been an idea that's been sort of bugging me, sort of on my mind, since I received from Amazon.com the new Tortoise boxed set, A Lazarus
Taxon. And so it's been an irregular,
which is an incredible value, by the way. It's three CDs and a DVD.
To an extent, I wanted to take this time today and begin to reflect about why I'm doing this. Not necessarily
filthy junkyard manned by some two overweight brothers who are themselves quite filthy. The way you occasionally see car mechanics who seem to live in their garages and never change their clothes and develop this really, really sudden deep layer of
as if destiny had turned surgeon. Their bodies,
and with dramatic success, operated on an ancient blindness. I raise my eyes from my anonymous life to the clear knowledge of the manner of my existence, and I see that everything I have done, everything I have thought, everything I have been, is a sort of
below, and they all have cars that have crashed on them, and often the tire tracks. You can see the tire tracks, and there's they're so perfectly composed, and they seem to have been arranged there as some kind of odd commentary upon modern life. And these photographs taken apparently very late at night. And I was wondering, how could anybody possibly have taken these
into
simple budget operations
and by this odd and extremely strange process called Godel numbering? Anyway, the book actually was really good, and to briefly summarize its thesis, it is that Godel was not an anti-rationalist.
When I become interested in an event that has occurred to me is when I begin to perceive like a pattern within it, a pattern that seems to relate to other things, an underlying principle of some sort, a rule or a something beyond the surface.
Apparently, he would investigate the accidents and then take one official photo or one set of official photos for the records and another photo or set of photos for himself, for his personal collection. And after my web search, I discovered that the ones on the Tortoise boxed set seemed to be even more formal than most of Odermatt's work. These car crashes, as I say, four of them are in underground tunnels, one of them is on the outside road,
and where everything is mentioned, everything important is mentioned,
the things that are not important are not mentioned,
but everything that's important is mentioned, and nothing is conveyed outside of the dialogue.
Like someone freed by his exalted, feeble light of the prison to which he had become accustomed.
I'm really getting into to reading this, but I have to stop and think for a moment about this line.
And my sense of myself is that of a person waking up after a sleep full of real dreams.
It begins and sort of ends with the image of him walking around in Princeton, New Jersey with his best pal of his later years, Albert Einstein.
So anyway, this guy.
As somebody says in the book that they form a natural kind of two, cardinality, a natural set.
Them in a book,
the set of this
followed by
natural kind
an exhibition at the Frankfurt Police Headquarters, which was followed by the interest of Harold Seaman, curator or director of the Venice Biennale, where the photos ended up, and suddenly the photo buff Swiss cop was on top of the art world, and later on I discovered, as I looked across the internet, they were published in a book called Carambolage, or Car Crashes. This revelation.